Mobile. KO4HK. How's your day going?
I cut it short, and I'm trying to figure out how to get home with all these flooded roads. But I think I've made it finally.
I killed it too. I sent everybody home, and I'm just trying to make it up 85 now. It's sort of a disaster so far.
Trying to avoid the highways, but or the interstates, but stay on the major roads, the surface roads, and getting from 25 to 280 has been a challenge because everywhere is just flooded up here.
Afraid of. I've been watching the reports out of Cleveland County, and yeah, we've definitely got some rivers overflowing and some roads flooded out already. I don't think I'm going to run into anything on the way home in terms of flooded out roads, but the traffic is probably going to be pretty bad.
I've been trying for about an hour now and finally made it across Hendersonville back to 280 where I'm out here on 280 now. So that's how bad it's been.
Oh, right.
Send any more problems from here. I still got about 30 minutes.
And I still have 55 minutes according to Google, but that's if nothing goes wrong.
85, can't let that happen.
Let's see, I'm at exit 58 now. I need to make it 40 more miles, and a lot can happen in 40 miles.
That. I think I'm just going to stay on the big road, make my way on into Brevard, and come around that way.
It's out here at 85, warning of flooding areas on the interstate now. So, yeah, I just... you know, flooding possible, tropical storm warning, watch for standing water. It's got the sign out already.
Able to accomplish anything at work this morning?
Software written and some other things done, and did some one-on-one meetings with my team. But, yeah, I mean, it was a productive day. But, you know, given everything is deteriorating, I just said, okay, everybody, go home, take your stuff with you, work from home the rest of today, and plan to work from home tomorrow.
I think there'll be a lot of people either not at work or working from home tomorrow, for sure.
The hour starts going on. I wouldn't be surprised if the company just, like, gave everybody tomorrow off as, like, a free PTO day or something, because, you know, if the power's out, nobody can get anywhere. You can't really expect them to do any work.
So their tool sale this weekend, too.
Go in and tie everything down because of all the wind they're expecting, but, yeah, it's going to... I mean, certainly tomorrow there will be nobody there. They set up for it, though, and it's all there, so they'll probably still have it Saturday.
I think it's supposed to be out of here for y'all Saturday, but they're still calling for rain up here.
That's going to go over, like, Missouri and then do a U-turn and come back through Western North Carolina again.
Not surprised me at all. The way things have been going crazy for the last few years.
Screw everybody, but screw Western North Carolina especially.
I was looking at the forecast. They're calling for a potential of 15 inches of rain here in the area where I'm at.
3 today and then like 3 to 6 on top tomorrow, so we might be up to 9 inches of Shelby.
15 inches of rain on top of what's already here. And then they're calling for thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a mess.
It's pretty much a write-off for you guys.
Wind doesn't pick up and start taking down the trees.
That won't be so bad as far inland as you are. I know we're expecting gusts, to, like sustained winds like 30 miles an hour, and then gusts of 60 in Shelby. Hopefully it's not that bad out your way.
We'll see. That's pretty much what they're calling for up here.
Storm developing now, too, and I haven't seen where it's supposed to go yet, but there's another one coming in behind this one.
It takes a different route.
Head out of the Caribbean, and it might go on the other, like, the other side, the eastern side, you know, more like the Atlantic coast.
It's going to have to work all day.
I would hate for anybody to have to put in a day during a hurricane.
We'll get on out of here tomorrow and without too much havoc and we can all get back to our normal routines.
I think it's, I think the wind is going to pick up for us tonight, and most everything will be gone by like noon tomorrow or maybe late in the afternoon, you know, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, something like that. It's supposed to blow through pretty quick once it gets in here.
Pretty much what I was hearing too. It's supposed to blow out here tomorrow afternoon. But tonight sounds like it's going to be pretty rough.
Backup power ready just in case, because with the high winds, you know, there's, you know, Duke Energy's not the most reliable on the planet, so, you know, I'm fully expecting some outages.
Here, there's already been trees falling up here, too, so. Take down power lines, phone lines, all that, so.
Got to the office today that I don't have any backup power for most of my ham station. I've got, obviously, 12 volts for the radios and stuff, but I don't have any kind of UPS or battery supply for my computer, so I'm going to, I have an extra ham shack tonight, just in case, but I'm sure that the Skywarn stuff is going to be pretty active tonight.
So, see what, but it's hard for me to make it into any of the repeaters for the Skywarn up here where I'm at. There's no coverage for Transylvania County.
Has a pretty active emergency, like MCOM unit, they call it. So they're probably going to be pretty busy tonight. I'll probably tune into some local repeaters and see what's going on. But, yeah, it's going to be making for an interesting night, that's for sure. Just got to keep the kids safe, got to keep the dogs safe, got to keep everybody, you know, out of harm's way. So that's what Courtney and I will be focused on tonight for sure. 6 dogs, a 3-legged cat, and 2 kids in a hurricane.
As of right now, it's just me and my wife, and my son and his girlfriend are at home already, so I ain't got to worry about them. Still making it into the repeater okay?
Be fine now. It was sketchy a couple minutes ago, but I think I was going through a hole.
Never really tried to get on the repeater out here where I'm at now. I don't travel this road much anymore.
Where you're at?
Try.
I don't know if it's any better. W2, JKT, QSY for sec.
QSY.
W2, JKT.
For HK. That's what I was saying. It's rough to get into any of the repeaters up here in Transylvania County.
It's pretty dicey out here anyway, so I'll go ahead and sign with you. Say 73. I hope you guys can stay safe tonight and, you know, keep some power going and just stay out of harm's way. So, I'll catch you probably Monday morning on my way in. This is W2, JKT, 73, Patrick.
3-8-K-04-HK. Clear.
KP2-HXS.
HXS, I think. W2, JKT.
Correct. Wow, you're the first person that actually got it correct on the first try. Name is Dave. I'm in Greer. And my wife heard Patrick in there and said, oh, is that Patrick? I said, yes, unfortunately.
I talked to you once before, but I do remember the call, so I'm glad I got it right anyway.
I guess Patrick already checked out. He didn't come back to me.
Almost at home and get up into the mountains where it was getting hard for him to get into the repeater.
Yeah, I'm familiar with where he lives. No problem. Yeah, we're just kind of getting a few last-minute things here, and we're going to go home and start our storm party and like that.
Stay safe. Yeah, I'm checking out here because traffic on 85 is starting to get a little dicey. So I'm almost as far as I need to go, but I still got, you know, maybe 20 miles, 26 miles to go on 85. So I'm just going to put my head down and try to get through it. Hope you have a great day and stay safe in the storm. This is W2, JKT, 73, Dave.
Very good, sir. Very good. You know, be safe driving. I know there's a lot of people out there that, they're not safe on the dry roads. Have a good day, KB2HXS.
HXS, KO4HKX. Can you get, am I making it? Pulled out then.
9B, I guess he was in a hurry.
Well, he's in a hurry. That's why I give him a hard time about how fast he throws his call out.
Two part. I don't know about the rest.
Pat.
On the computer, holding this microphone key button, just really relaxing throughout the day. Waiting on FedEx still.
Had to go to town.
See, you still hadn't made it home yet. I guess you finally made it, huh?
Getting close, but I still ain't made it.
Pick you up on a reverse.
I'm over here right at this Pisgah National Forest entrance. I had to go all the way up, worm my way back out to 280. But 64 and Canoga are both closed.
And I'm getting you at, on the reverse. Kind of sporadic, but I'm still getting you. NC9B. Yeah, a lot of the places flooded out. Not a good day to be out riding about.
It's on, though. As long as the Little River Valley isn't flooded, I should have no more trouble.
If you're coming in off 280, you're coming back down 64. That's a low-lying area there, too. So, I don't know. Did you make it through?
We'll see. Really don't have any other choice.
Call KB2HXS. Got it.
And I'll be able to get out there where you live.
Yeah, they'll use the excuse, but we can't get down 64. Sorry. So, I mean, they come up Lamb Mountain, no problem. But, you know, they use the 64 as an excuse.
Even further out than I am, so that's why I say that.
How many miles down 64 are you as the crow flies?
I don't have any idea on that one.
Google you. 17, about 17, 18 miles from downtown Hendersonville.
To be as the crow flies, because it's way more than that than driving.
Just driving it. And crow flies, you probably use less. Driving it wise, you're definitely farther than me.
The valley is flooded, but it hadn't crossed the bridge yet.
Oh, well, you're lucky. And I am about 15.7 or 16 miles. So you are a little bit farther than me. And mine is a straighter shot. Yours is kind of around about the elbow thing.
No good way to get there from here, right?
Hey, you have a boat. Your house or my house, we really have a problem.
Roger that. That is for sure.
I here would know about these T600 radios. I bet he's talking about GMRS, FRS radios. Talk about T600s. And I have alkaline batteries in it, but I want to convert them over to the rechargeable. I'm not sure if you can do that.
I don't know. I guess as long as the voltage and amperage matches up, it really don't matter what battery you're using. You're going to lose all that corn.
I'm not sure how the apple farmers will make out with this.
Apple farms I can cut through around Howard Gap and Middle Allen and all that around through there. None of them had any water problems. But the corn is underwater except for the tassels over here. So it's pretty much done.
It is two of the rechargeable batteries for $6.89. Actually, it's, I guess individually, they're $6.89. They're showing the picture too, though. Interesting. Battery is $9.89.
Well, I made it across the last bridge. I'm on turning on the dirt road to the house, so I think we got it made.
Up to the house and be careful and tell Miss Elise we said hello. Maybe we all get together for dinner or something one night. 73, Patrick, have a good night. KO4HKX, NC9B.
John, you and Miss Wendy have a good evening, and make sure to tell her we said hello. KO4HKX, I'm clear.